The reading is from the second book of Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 to 15. Remember that the person who plants a few seeds will have a small crop. The one who plants many seeds will have a large crop. You should each give, then, as you have decided, not with regret or out of a sense of duty, for God loves the one who gives gladly. And God is able to give you more than you need, so that you will always have all that you need for yourselves and for every good cause. As the scripture says, he gives generously to the needy, his kindness lasts forever. And God, who supplies seed for the sower and bread to eat, will also supply you with all the seed you need and will make it grow and produce a rich harvest from your generosity. He will always make you rich enough to be generous at all times, so that many will thank God for your gifts, which they will receive from us.
For this service you must perform not only meets the needs of God's people, but also produces an outpouring gratitude to God. And because of the proof which this service of yours brings, many will give glory to God for your loyalty to the gospel of Christ, which you profess, and for your generosity is sharing with them and everyone else. And so with deep affection, they will pray for you because of the extraordinary grace God has shown you. Let us thank God for this priceless gift.
We're going to have a bit of fun now with some letters. I need 7 people to help me. One thing I would say that you must be able to spell a bit. Would you like to come? The guy, Brownie leaders, pick out 7 people to come. Right. Now, I hope you've all got, some of you have got trainers on, because you're going to have to move about a bit here. So can everyone see the word harvest spelt? So I'm going to say a little thing about harvest, and they're going to have to move about to spell the words that I'm saying. So we begin with our word harvest. We're celebrating harvest this morning. Because of harvest, we have. So if you come out. So have. So if you, all the ones that aren't needed for that word, if you'd go over there for a minute. We have enough to eat. Who's got the letters for the word eat? Need to move round. See, so you said they needed to be able to spell, didn't I? For our tea, so it's these people just in a different order. And for all our other meals, from East. To vest, because we haven't got a W. So you two stay there, we just, that's it. All over the earth, people's harvests. To go round, swap round you two. Come at different times of the year. Unfortunately, the harvests aren't always good. Sometimes they fail. Maybe there's been too much heat. Or too many tares, which is an old word for weeds, which is T-A-R-E-S. You can. Where's E? Do you want to go in? That's it. Go in there. When this happens, things can end in tears. That's the same people. You just need to move about a bit. That's it. And sometimes the people can even starve. Some people, a lot of us probably, have more than we need, while others do not have enough to eat. Now, you're going to have to be a bit clever here with help from the congregation. There's a word we can make out of these letters on how we can help people that don't have enough to eat. Can anyone work out what it is? You can shout out and help them. Starts share, that's it. So if you'd like to make the word share, well done. So that's what we need to do to help all those with not enough to eat, is share our harvest, which is literally what we've just done, isn't it, with our letters.